In the March 2011 VIP's Question of the Month poll, respondents reported an 82% one-year retention rate of volunteers, with 46% averaging more than 5 years. We at the VIP's program office were very impressed by the results and curious what factors contribute to such notable retention rates. Who better to answer that question than our volunteer managers? We posed the question to our network of more than 2,100 law enforcement volunteer coordinators from around the country, and we were inspired by the many responses we received. We heard from chiefs, sheriffs, sworn personnel, civilian coordinators, and even volunteers themselves. And we would like to share with you, in their own words, some of their secrets, ideas, and philosophies on volunteer retention. As expected, there was no single answer. Retention is a unique issue intertwined within all phases of volunteer management, from recruitment to recognition. One common theme that emerged was the importance of ensuring careful screening and placement from the start. Jerry Perry, former commander of the Citizens Helping Indio Police Program in Indio, California, sees this as a twofold approach. First, he said, we are careful that during our interview process we determine their level of commitment, and then, after their selection, we keep the duties assigned to them interesting and rewarding. Vicki Owen, volunteer coordinator for the Yuba City, California Police Department, asks volunteers to try different jobs within the agency to see which is the most enjoyable and the best fit. The idea of providing meaningful activities that contribute to the agency and make use of the volunteers' skills and interests is one that came up often. Glenna Crawforth, volunteer coordinator with the Boise, Idaho Police Department, noted that it's the kiss of death to have staff say, "Oh, now let's see where we can put you today," or, "What do I have for you to do?" Volunteers need to know that what they do for us is valuable to the department and important enough that there are materials and space for them. Sergeant Mike Donovan with the Surprise, Arizona Police Department had the problem of not using volunteers enough. Out of respect for the volunteers and how hard they work, staff tried to go easy on them and give them a break. But this had the opposite of the desired effect. The volunteers became angry and felt neglected. His solution? Keep them busy. A busy volunteer is a happy volunteer. As Steve Reichman, chairperson of the Plano, Texas Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association, summed it up, volunteers need to feel needed. Another core concept of retention is recognition. As Dodge County, Wisconsin Sheriff Todd Nels reminds us, never underestimate the value of a firm handshake and a thank you. Several respondents acknowledge the importance of the annual banquet, social events, and personalized recognition. For more ideas on volunteer recognition, listen to last month's podcast, Recognizing Volunteers in April and Throughout the Year. Chief Dick Dodge of the Endicott, New York Auxiliary Police summed up all of these retention ideas under the idea of relationship management. He sees it as managing expectations, individual accountability, providing recognition, and promoting a strong team commitment and sense of pride. A sense of community and strong relationships with the volunteer program and the department at large are qualities that many saw as being important to retention. Numerous agencies reported that their volunteer programs are like family. Marjorie Trachtman, volunteer program coordinator for the Bellevue, Washington Police Department, noted that staff members show volunteers how much we value them, not just as volunteers, but as individuals. She said that many personal friendships have formed between volunteers and staff members, and that it is not uncommon to find a volunteer going out for coffee or lunch with an officer, or getting together outside of work. Sergeant Andy Arena of the Delray Beach, Florida Police Department said that even with 400 volunteers, they treat each one like family. They created a support group to provide assistance to volunteers who need help with transportation, home repairs, or financial assistance. The bottom line, Arena said, is that our volunteers know that for the sacrifice they make for the police department and the city as a whole, if they need assistance, we will be there to return the help. To help facilitate volunteer-staff relations and maintain a smoothly running program, having a volunteer manager who is a good communicator is critical to retaining volunteers. Alma Bullock, volunteer coordinator for the Glendale, California Police Department, said, "Agencies that want a successful program must allot a manager that is a people person and has the time and personality to deal with all sorts of personalities, and the desire to interact personally with each volunteer." In many instances, the motivation, good intentions, and heart of the volunteers themselves play a major role in retention. As Charlotte Lowry, president of the Decatur, Alabama Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association, said, "When you see with your own eyes what an officer has to do every day, it will make a difference in how you feel and what you do." There will always be work, family, health issues, and other factors beyond a volunteer manager's control that will affect volunteer retention. Yet, it is important to periodically look at volunteer tenure within your agency. If volunteers are leaving unexpectedly, consider exit interviews and solicit feedback from current volunteers. Often small changes such as flexibility in scheduling, an adjustment of responsibilities, or additional trainings can make volunteers feel listened to, respected, and recommitted to their work. As Penny Reed, volunteer coordinator for the Billings, Montana Police Department, says, "Retention is a priority. Best to keep your well-trained, experienced, tried-and-true volunteers." We at the VIPs program would like to thank all of the volunteer managers who submitted responses on this topic. We would have loved to include them all if time allowed, and we encourage you to keep these conversations flowing over the VIPs to VIPs listserv by emailing VIPS@lists.policevolunteers.org. If you're not a member of VIPs to VIPs, contact Jennifer Stiles at 703-647-6804 or email info@policevolunteers.org.